Glory to God. Glory to God. Welcome to the Moment of Deliverance. This is your host and founder, Apostle Dr. Myrtle Johnson, coming to you tonight by way of Anchor Podcast. Glory to God. Thank you for joining in, whether you are listening as you are resting, preparing yourself for bed on tonight, whether you are listening as you're driving down the road in your vehicle, or whether you're listening to this podcast in your office on the next workday. It is my prayer that it bless you tremendously. Glory to God. We are in a time where the Lord is really putting a demand on the anointing that rests on your life. Glory to God. Oftentimes, you don't understand the pressure and the warfare of what is going on in the atmosphere or the environment that you are in. And a lot of times it is simply that because of what God has placed on the inside of you, it is needed for the people at that appointed time. We know that we are in times now where people need to hear from the Lord like never before. We can't always take for granted that everybody knows the voice of God. So with this particular podcast right here, I'm going to be talking to you about hearing from God. First of all, I want to share with you how God communicates with us. God communicates with us and reveal himself to us through revelation. According to Psalm 19 and 1, the Bible says, "The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and the expanse of heaven is declaring the work of his holy hands." Even through the storms, the winds, the rain, all that is going on right now, God is speaking to us. He's revealing himself unto us. When he began to reveal himself to us, that's the uncovering or the unveiling of what's on his heart, what is on his mind. He communicates through us through inspiration. That is when the Holy Spirit acts on man to make known God's revelation. He speaks to us through illumination. This is a ministry of the Holy Spirit, which enables those of us who are in right standing with God to understand revelation as they pertain to our individual lives as well as the corporate body. How then do we know the voice of God? To know the voice of God, we must commit our lives completely to the Lord. Learn to test our impressions. Learn to test what it is that he shows us back to the Word of God. Be honest with ourselves, and we must have faith in God. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews 11 and 1, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Even though we don't see God physically, we see him according to his spirit and the movement of his spirit. Let God have access to every area of your life. Yield yourself unto the Lord that he can speak to you without hindrances, without distractions. Pray to God to open our faculties to receive the message that he tried to release unto us. When God speak to you, it will glorify his name. It will cause you to bow and worship him. It will agree with the scriptures according to the word of God. It will impart his knowledge to you. When he speaks to you, it will cause you to love others and him even the more. It can produce a response to God, whether it is coming through prayer, whether it's coming through praise, thanksgiving, worship, or confession. Now, there are many different vehicles of divine communication. What I mean when I say vehicles, that's a means that God releases his voice unto you. He releases himself to some in a face-to-face, two-way communications, as he did in the book of Genesis 3 and 9, Exodus 33 and 11. He's still speaking through a still small voice. He speaks by dreams, by open visions, by closed visions, by trances, by angels, by writings, whether it is the word of God, the commandments, or whether it is through some type of material that you are reading at that moment, God will speak to us oftentimes through those things, but specifically through his word. He speaks to us through miracles, through the written word according to the Bible. He speaks to us through anointed messages and teachings from his servant, through anointed counsel, walking with holy women and men of God. He speaks to us through music, meditations. He speaks to us through the burdens on our heart, things that he lay on our heart. He gives us divine ideas, intuition, internal understanding, impressions of our heart, inward witness, that inner small voice, that outer voice, that closed voice, that still small voice, sudden impulses, favorable and positive circumstances, difficult circumstances, words of wisdom, words of knowledge, faith, healing, working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues, remembering the truth, intercession from within, conclusive evidence by their fruit, divine visitation, and symbolic actions. There's always what is known as the power principles of hearing from God. Those power principles are salvation. We must believe that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. He speaks to us through our brokenness. He speaks to us when we are receptive to hear his voice, by having faith in him, being attentive to what he say and what he speak, and mainly through obedience. Why does God speak to us? Why does he speak to you and to me? He wants to have a fellowship. He wants to have a relationship with all of his children down here in the earth realm. So then why does he speak to us? He speaks to us to warn us of impending danger. He speaks to us to give the picture of our destiny, to reveal the secrets even of our enemies. He speaks to us to correct us, to carry out an assignment for him, as well as to intercede on behalf of others. When God speaks to you, it will agree with what is written. It's going to work for your good and his glory. He'll speak to you to give you a piece of information that you need. He'll speak to you to give you directions and instructions. He'll speak to you to give you a strategy and a plan. He speaks to each of us to show us how much he loves us. He oftentimes will even ask us a question. He speaks to us to show us his ways and what is important unto him. He speaks to us to teach us certain lessons and also to create things, to reveal to you what is a mystery. He speaks to you to reveal what is going on, your present situation. He revealed to you and speak to you to give you what is going to happen in the future. He speaks to us to either approve of certain things, but also to disapprove of certain things. He speaks to us to bless us, to caution us, to provide for our needs, to heal us, to have a covenant with us, to anoint us, and to take us from the darkness and into his marvelous light. Many advantages come from hearing from God. He gives us the joy in our heart. He shows us and reminds us and gives us proof that we are privileged, peculiar people. He said in his word, we are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. The advantage to hearing from God will put a fear of God in Satan. Your life becomes organized. Your prosperity is guaranteed. You will not move with unprofitable people and in unprofitable situations. Hearing from God will make you have a peace of mind. It will also earn you respect from people. You will receive the blueprint of life. You will know the secrets of God as well as of man. You will become spiritually sound. When we think about how it is that God speaks to us, when we think about that face-to-face in a two-way communication, hear God talk with you directly and you reply him immediately in open conversation. He talked to Adam and Eve and they replied, according to Genesis 3, 18 and 19. He was with Abraham and he replied. Moses and God had a discussion. Hallelujah. He speaks to us through that written word, which is the Bible. 2 Timothy 3 and 16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. The Bible is the word and the voice of God. And as we read it, the Lord is talking to us. There's that reference to passages. When someone or the Holy Spirit refers to Bible passages, Jesus referred Satan to certain Bible passages. Jesus reminded Satan, as it is written, glory be to God. He speaks to us with anointed messages and teachings, just like what I stated before. The sermons of an anointed minister, pastor, prophet, apostle, evangelist, whoever it may be that is teaching an anointed message and that is relaying the mind of God is how he speaks to us. Anointed counseling. As an anointed counselor counsels you, you are listening to God. An example of that would be Jethro counseling Moses in the book of Exodus, chapter number 18, 14 through 23. Then there will always be those jumpy Bible verses that will literally leap off the page at you at an opportune time. When a particular scripture magnets in your spirit and you begin to meditate on it, God is talking with you directly. Walking with holy men and women of God. The lifestyle of a holy man speaks the voice of God. The life of Abraham prospered Lot. The life of Moses prospered Joshua. And the life of Paul prospered Timothy. Those who recognize the voice of God are those that are willing to put their feet to the ground. The animals recognized the voice of God. The trees respond to the voice of God. The dead respond to the voice of God. Demons respond to the voice of God. Light responds to the voice of God. Water responds to the voice of God. Winds respond to the voice of God. Mountains respond to the voice of God. Diseases and sickness respond to the voice of God. Infirmity respond to the voice of God. Rivers, hills, valleys, and forests respond to the voice of God. The word of God came to the following. Came to Abraham, came to Moses, came to Joshua, came to Balaam, came to Samuel, Solomon, David, Shemaiah, the young prophets, Elijah, Jonah, Nathan, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, the Israelites in the wilderness, John the Baptist, Peter, the apostles of Christ, the Samaritans,
the Gentiles in Judea, Sergius Paulus, the Thessalonians, the whole world, and he even speaks to us, you and me, every listener under the sound of my voice on tonight. We have to be able to differentiate the voice of God and the voice of the enemy. When it is a false voice that is speaking unto you, it will mislead you or seduce you. It will cause you to be tempted. It is a voice of evil spirits confessing partial truths. The voices of false prophets or prophets that God did not send. The voice of self is a false voice. The voice of prophets speaking from their own hearts. The voice of prophets speaking what the people want to hear. Voices of commercial prophets or those hungry for gain. Voices of prophets under the influence of lying or seductive spirits. Voices of miserable comforters who judge and condemn instead of encouraging. Voices of mockery, like those of Michal, Sanballat, and Tobiah. Voices of the oppressors and persecutors, like Goliath, for an example. The voice of the ignorance. Voices of flatterers or soothsayers and heroic worship heroes. False doctrines and doctrines of devils. False voices are generally an instrument of Satan to counter the voice of God in a man's life. The Proverbs call it an enticing word of familiar friends. In the book of Proverbs, chapter number 1, verse number 10. The good shepherd leads us through his word and his spirit. But the false voices are fashioned to lead against the words of eternal life or cause men to look back. Characteristics and signs of false voices. Deceptive, deceiving voices. When it leads to confusion, uncertainty, worration, irritation, anger, and condemnation. Feelings of rejection and fear, even after a divine encounter. Slippery success, renewed aggression, or evil trade by barter. Frustration, endless pursuit, perpetual and incurable spiritual illnesses. Spiritual and physical backwardness, going back to the same vomit that we got delivered from. Promises and high hopes that fail and that never come into existence. So then on tonight, I want to ask you the question, what voice is leading your life? If your experience in life cannot match the word of God, or your experience in life is making you lose hope in him who created you and died for you, who wake you up each and every day, who start you on your way, and you still have a portion of health and strength, and you're still closed in your right mind, what voice is leading you? Can you hear clearly? Can you see clearly? Or are you cluttered by what you see? Agents and sources of false voices. Satan always have agents that he used. That is a willing vessel that is willing to allow him to use them. Satan, his workers are agents and his victims. The world or the corporate man and his inventions are sources of false voices. The flesh through its indispensable appetites, feelings, and reactions. The individual man and his imagination. Now, there is armor that we can use against these false voices. First, you must be dead to sin, the world, and the flesh, and be alive to God through Christ Jesus. You must be filled with the Holy Spirit, not just attending a fire-based church, but actually be filled with the Holy Spirit. Do not be delivered unto abomination. Anything that is contrary to God, dismiss it in this season. Your armor against those false voices is that you are hungering and you're thirsting after righteousness through the word of God. You pray and fast in hope of eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. Be addictive to obedience. Even when it hurts, put on the whole armor of God. And I want to encourage every listener on tonight, or regardless of whenever it may be that you listen to this podcast, that you would take a moment and analyze, am I listening to the voice of God? And then ask yourself another question, am I obeying what his words say? I want to leave you with that on tonight, because God is saying, I am putting a demand on your anointing in this season, where you are going to have to release the oracles and the mysteries of our God. Hallelujah. I pray that this podcast has blessed you on tonight. Hashtag and share. Let others know that they too will come on and listen to what the Lord is saying to us through the moment of deliverance. Feel free to join us each and every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock a.m. at the home of Grace and Mercy Outreach Ministries, Kingdom Advanced Network of Apostolic Council, where our overseer and founder is Apostle Keith Johnson. Ladies out there that are listening, feel free to join us. Our Free in Christ International Women's Fellowship is the first Saturday of every month, from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. For the month of September, the time will be moved back until 10 o'clock a.m. We will be blessed to have with us on that Saturday Apostle Valerie Burrell. Come in and join us. Once again, we're located at 6701 Cold Harbor Road in Mechanicsville, Virginia. Until next time, you all do be blessed. Hashtag and share so that someone else can become empowered, that someone else can become delivered, and that someone else can be set free. Until next time, do be blessed.